Hey, Murder Squad. Today we have a little something special for you. Our friends at Parcast just came out with a brand new podcast called Famous Fates, and we have a sneak peek for you to listen to.
So every Wednesday, they will release 5 binge-worthy episodes only on Spotify, and each week will center around a common theme, such as Hollywood icons, mysterious deaths, or notorious names.
Oh, that's right up your alley.
Yes. And these incredible stories are all brought to life by an ensemble cast of talented voice actors.
Right now, you're about to hear a clip of the Famous Fates episode on James Dean. To hear the full episode and others like it, search Famous Fates and listen free only on Spotify.
Jimmy, we probably have a great many young people watching our show tonight, and for their benefit, I'd like your opinion about fast driving on the highway. Do you think it's a good idea?
A good point. I used to fly around quite a bit, you know. I took a lot of unnecessary chances on the highways. And I started racing, and now I drive on the highways, I'm extra cautious. Because no one knows what they're doing half the time. You don't know what this guy's going to do with that one. On a track, there are a lot of men who spend a lot of time developing rules and ways of safety. And I find myself being very cautious on the highway. I don't have the urge to speed on the highway.
Too fast to live.
Too young to die.
He was a rebel without a cause.
A teen heartthrob.
A promising race car driver.
A sex symbol.
And an enduring icon of the teenage disillusionment of the 1950s.
In 4 short years, he had a more brilliant career than most would have in a lifetime.
And just as quickly, that light would be snuffed out.
With a violent and ironic death that shocked the world over. Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson.
And I'm Carter Roy. Welcome to Famous Fates, a Parcast original exclusive to Spotify.
Each week, we'll release 5 fresh episodes centered around a common theme, such as Hollywood icons, influential women, or music legends.
In each episode, we'll take a close look at the remarkable life of a different person. With the help of voice actors, we'll dramatize their incredible lives, reimagining their greatest and weakest moments.
Then we'll examine their controversial deaths. Some deaths came too soon, some remained shrouded in mystery, and some changed the world forever.
Today we're covering actor and icon James Dean. In the 1950s, he starred in East of Eden, Giant, and Rebel Without a Cause. Surrounded by fast cars, cigarettes, and adoring girls, Dean became synonymous with teen rebellion. But did this devil-may-care image lead to his death? Or was it just a tragic accident?
You can find episodes of Famous Fates and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify. To stream Famous Fates for free on Spotify, just open the app and type Famous Fates in the search bar. Famous Fates is a Spotify exclusive, so you can only find it on Spotify.
At Parcast, we're grateful for you, our listeners. You allow us to do what we love. Let us know how we're doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and Twitter at Parcast Network.
Now, back to the life of James Dean.
Despite his huge cultural impact, Dean only ever starred as the lead in 3 movies, all of which were made in the last 2 years of his life.
In fact, he only watched one of those movies in full before he died, as the other 2 had not yet been completed.
And that film, East of Eden, earned him the first posthumous Academy Award acting nomination.
Giant, which was released a year after his death, also earned him a nomination.
And the last film, Rebel Without a Cause, is one of the most iconic teen movies of all time.
And he achieved all this before turning 25.
I was still living off ramen noodles at 24. And by that point, Dean had already left his mark on American history.
He packed a lot into his short time on Earth.
And that's exactly what we're going to explore today.
Born February 8, 1931, James Byron Dean had a humble start as the son of Indiana farmers.
His family moved to Santa Monica, California, when he was still a child.
It was there, so close to Hollywood, that he found an early love for performing.
Mostly because Mildred Dean, his mother, was already his biggest fan.
He was her only child and the apple of her eye, after all.
She had already enrolled him in tap dancing classes at age 3 and was teaching him to play violin.
Wynton, would you listen to that? Our boy is going to be playing Carnegie Hall next.
As long as he stays out of juvenile hall, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, I think he's brilliant.
I'll be more impressed when he learns more than those 3 notes.
Mom?
That was beautiful, Jimmy. Simply beautiful.
She knew he'd be a performer someday.
And of course, she was right.
But sadly, she never got to see that dream come to fruition.
In the summer of 1940, when her son was only 9 years old, Mildred Dean died of uterine cancer.
Unable, or perhaps unwilling, to raise his son alone, Dean's father sent him to live with his Quaker aunt and uncle back in Indiana. Life was tough back in the Midwest. His mother had just died, his father couldn't care for him, and the only friend he seemed to have was a local Methodist pastor that allegedly sexually abused him for several years.
Since the claims of abuse didn't come out until years after Dean's death, the pastor was never investigated or brought to trial.
And so the long, lonely years passed until Dean returned to California to attend Santa Monica College as a pre-law student.
Then, like many college students before and since, he switched majors and colleges midstream and enrolled at UCLA as a drama student.
It was a much better fit, but the choice estranged him from his father.
Now, Jimmy, I know we didn't bring you all the way back here so you can piss all our money away on this fantasy of yours.
It's not a fantasy. I know you think so, but...
What was so wrong with being a lawyer, Jimmy? What is so wrong with that?
It isn't me. I think I've been confused about what I want for all these years, but now I know.
You know? You know what? You don't know anything. You're an 18-year-old punk.
You don't know anything about me.
I'm your father.
You're my father, and you don't know anything about me. You never did. You left the raising to Mom and to Aunt Hortense. And now that you got me back, you don't know the first idea of what to do with me.
Out of my house. Get out of my house now!
I've already left.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode on James Dean, you can find more episodes when you search Famous Fates only on Spotify.